In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord spoke in the synagogue of Nazareth, his native town, and he read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and said, "Today, the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." Another way of saying this would be, God is here, and he is at work in your midst. And yet, they did not believe him. Many said to themselves, "This is just Joe's kid. Who's he fooling?" And they even ended up attempting to throw him down the hill on which the town was built. In our first reading, we heard from the prophet Jeremiah the words of the Lord which came to him, which said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you a prophet to the nations. I appointed you." And yet the people and the princes of Judah rejected Jeremiah, and he too they tried to kill. They threw him into a cistern so that he would starve to death. We see in the history of God's interaction with people, whether it be in the New Testament or the Old Testament or even in the history of the church, many people who fail to see God at work among them, and when they do see him, or even if they don't, they resist him. Again, we see this during the Old Testament times, New Testament times, and even during the history of the church, and even today. But in spite of people's hard-heartedness and stiff-neckedness, it doesn't stop God. Jeremiah, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, a fortified city, he spoke, and the princes and the people of Judah did not prevail. Our Lord was not stopped by the hard-headedness and hard-heartedness of the people of his hometown. He did not even stop from preaching the uncomfortable truth that God's love was not limited to the children of Israel. Even their threats of violence against him did not deter him. And even if we look at the history of the church down to the present age, lack of faithfulness to Christ and to his message does not stop God from coming to us in the sacraments, and it does not stop the truth of the faith from being preached. The question is, are we going to recognize the power and the presence of God? Now, I can't answer that question for you. I hope that the answer is yes. And if it is yes, then there are some suggestions I can give you to help you do this. The first of which is, it is very important for us to recognize how blessed we are by God. All too often we just focus in on what we think God hasn't done for us, and we forget about what he has done for us. And so one of my suggestions is to make part of your prayer life a recognition of how God has blessed you. Come up with at least three ways in which God has blessed you, and thank him for it. It's amazing how your attitude will change when you thank God for what he has given to you, rather than being upset about what you think you deserve and haven't yet to receive. Another thing that's important for us all to do is to make acts examinations of conscience. Now, we shouldn't do it just in the few minutes right before we go to confession, but it would be a good idea to do it every day. Every day, spend some time in prayer asking God to show you what you have done correct and what you need to work on, so you can keep doing the good stuff and stop doing the bad stuff. And I would also suggest, in addition to these things, some reflection upon God's wondrous saving love for us. I bet you thought you were going to get away with not hearing my impression of the impressive clergyman from The Princess Bride. Au contraire. We may not talk about melage today, but we will talk about love, sweet love, or rather, love, because it's a different. The love which St. Paul so eloquently speaks of in today's second reading. A love which is really the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and is most effectively and profoundly shown by his death for us upon the cross. If we do these things, if we recognize the presence of God and are faithful to his will for us, then truly it will be true and it will be evident to everyone that God is here and at work in our midst, that today this scripture is fulfilled in our hearing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.